Starring in this new production is acclaimed Australian actress Janine Watson. We are lucky enough that she is here with us in the studio now. Janine, thanks so much for coming in.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So Oscar Wilde's The Happy Prince, it's one of the most well-known fables in pretty much all of English literature.
Yes.
What was it like tackling such a renowned role?
Incredibly hard. It was. We started off with a couple of weeks of development with myself and Catherine Davies, who plays the Swallow, and Stephen Nicolazzo, our director, and we had some other collaborators in the room, obviously designers and things. But the trying to actually hit on the tone of it and honour the classical origins of it, but bring it into a sense of now was really tricky, and we were so relieved when we started to break through. But yeah, it was a really, really tricky balance to find that initially. Yeah.
And speaking of the tone, I know that originally it's kind of a darker romantic fairy tale, quite the unique take on the original. What are some of the new elements that you guys have added in that we can expect?
Do you know, I'm not even sure whether I would say it's more mining his story for what he couldn't say back then or do back then, but we can say now with the privilege of being in a time where, in our country at least, we're not as persecuted for queerness. Certainly around the world it still happens that people are persecuted for queerness, but in this Sydney, in this day, we can put this on stage, whereas Oscar Wilde, he had embedded in his stories and literature a definite sense of his own sexuality and his own queerness, and the story lives in that world. It's really delicate and gentle, so we've tried to maintain that, but we've definitely lifted out the love story, you know, the love story between, in this case, it's two women on stage. The Swallow and the Prince are really other, you know, they're neither one of them inhabit the human realm anymore. But so they are definitely other, but you'll see two women on stage portraying them. And in the story, they were both referred to as he, the Prince and the Swallow, and they kiss at the end of that story. So we've tried to lift out what was already lying embedded underneath. Yeah.
I imagine, did that feel like a big responsibility, I guess, you know, taking, I suppose, like you said, what something that, you know, someone couldn't have said and moving that forward, bringing it to light?
I 100% think it is a huge responsibility, you know, like, because you've got to not be crass or crude. He was a very articulate gentleman, Oscar Wilde, incredibly wonderful sense of humour, but he was really articulate, and you know, you wanted to stay true to that. He wasn't vulgar, you know. Maybe in his personal life that where, you know, the stuff that's not recorded, you know, there might have been a bit of that, but not that there's anything wrong with that either. But there's a sense of elegance in the piece. Elegance with just the right amount of strangeness to brush up against. Yeah.
And so I know whether you're directing or acting, there's always a lot to manage. What can people expect if they head down and check it out?
A love story. They will laugh. It is very sweet and funny, at least we like to think so. We had a lot of fun making it, so the humour has woven its way into the story. It's a very compact show. It only goes for about 50 minutes, but it's a real little belter of a theatrical world that's created. So it'll be 50 minutes of, you know, I guess high impact theatre. Yeah, that's what they can expect. But a love story, you know, really that's what's at the heart of it.
And today is opening day, which
today is
opening, very exciting. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good, actually. You know, it's not too early. You know, 8:45 is a respectable time to be on the radio. But I feel really good. You know, we've got a big day because Kat flies back in this morning. She's been away working for the last few days. And so she's just flying in this morning. So it'll be a busy day leading up to this evening. But I feel really good and the team feels really great. So, yeah.
Well, where can we check it out?
Griffin Theatre. Griffin Theatre in Darlinghurst or King's Cross. It's on that border. Yep. And you can buy tickets at the Griffin Theatre website.
We'll pop the links up in the podcast. Janine, wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Janine Watson. You can catch her in The Happy Prince. Like we said, opening tonight, and 2SER.com is where we will pop all the links.